We've heard the term recession chic. Well, how about frugal chic? There are a lot of websites popping up now that help you live frugally in this recession. And it's not just about being cheap. It's also a lifestyle. Farhad Manju writes about this at Slate.com. And first, tell us, what are these sites that you write about? Where can people go to if they really want to live frugally?
Well, the main one that I came upon was something called Wise Bread, wisebread.com. And if you go there, you'll see this whole world of frugal sites, links to other sites and other blogs that people run documenting how they're trying to cut back in these times, but also kind of as a matter of course, as a lifestyle choice to live more frugally, to live more economically.
What are some of the tips that you learned?
There were small tips, many small tips that are easy to do, things like avoid stores, because if you go into a store, you'll without having something specific in mind to buy, you'll inevitably buy something that you don't need. So only go to a store if you need something. Try to learn some skills so you can do things yourself, like learn how to repair cars so you don't have to go to a mechanic. Apparently, it's pretty easy to repair your brakes, and I didn't know that.
Now you know how to do that?
No, I haven't actually tried, but...
You know where to go online to find out if you really need to change your brakes.
And it's pretty well documented. There are videos and other things. I don't know if I'd actually try it, but if I were desperate and I could save, hundreds of dollars, I may try it. I think the main tip that they push is that you shouldn't buy things blindly. You should consider every purchase. And once you do that, you'll start to really know what you want versus what you need. And you'll start to pare down to only things that you need.
Kind of like mindful spending rather than mindless spending.
One of the things they point out is that, many people spend $1,000 a year or more on cable TV. But think about it before you do it. I think many people, don't consider what else they could do with the money or whether that's worth it, whether they can get a lower a chintzier cable plan with fewer channels. So if you think about each of those things, each of your monthly bills, you might be able to save some money and also sort of live more zen manner.
Did you find anything as you were going through these websites, anything that you thought was just too outlandish that even if, let's say, you had no job and no savings, you just wouldn't do?
I'm not sure I wouldn't do them if I had no job and no savings, but because I have a job and because I'm not desperate right now, I did find things that were kind of just beyond what I would do. I mean, there were recipes for using wilted vegetables, kind of almost old food, and eating that. And I feel like I wouldn't do that right now. But one of the great things about these sites is I think it kind of focuses the mind and gets you to consider that you may be pushed in to those straits and you may need to do those things. And it kind of, I think, prepares you for the possibility, which is real for a lot of people, that they may need to do some things that right now seem distasteful, but, at some point they won't have a choice.
Farhad Manju, his article appears at Slate.com. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.